So, didn't catch the show on
Saturday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome. Saturday podcast coming at ya.
And you're in for a treat. This is a good, very good, good boy show.
A good boy show.
Yes, this is the goodest of good boys.
We were a couple of puppies.
Oh, we just made
you it's the equivalent boy. Of us going outside for the first time and weeing on the grass and not weeing on the carpet.
He's a good boy.
Boys. He's a good boy.
Oh, you know the other day, I don't know when it was, on the show we did baby tour?
Yes.
Yes, that? It was Tuesday?
Tuesday, I think.
Or yes. Wednesday, maybe?
So maybe Wednesday. Anyway,
no, it
whatever.
Was Tuesday.
Yeah. So if you're regular podcasters, you might have heard it. We're doing baby talking on the show. And so what we're doing, we're all doing it live on air. We're like, do-ba-do-ba-do-ba. And I realised at the time, I was like, I've done this before, but I 100% have never done it around a baby, right?
Yeah.
Because I was like, when I see babies, I full on freak out. I'm like, I don't want one.
People need to stop asking me to hold their baby. I freak out. Those things are so fragile. So my partner, me, her brother, she's had a kid. And the kid's very cute. But every time I go there, Meg's like, you hold it. And I go, oh, I don't want to. Is that bad? Is it offensive? I don't want to hold
it's
your baby.
It's not offensive. No, I don't think it's offensive. But I think maybe Meg's freaking out a bit going, oh, well, you want to hold our baby?
No, nah. I'll hold my own.
That's what Meg's for.
That's what a pram's for. You know what I mean?
Babies need to be held in love.
I'll hold it.
I wasn't held in love.
Yeah, oh, and look
well,
at you.
Well, you know, babies need to be.
But I don't need to hold somebody else's baby.
That's one of the like most beautiful things in life. You're just holding a
Meg
baby.
Meg loves it too, and Meg smells his head.
Yeah, because they smell so
look,
good.
I'll give him that. I don't want to touch him, but let me sniff your baby.
I don't know. I just look at it from a distance. Like, oh, that's cute.
That's thumbs up.
Hey, you want to hold it? No. As I back away.
See,
two thumbs up. So anyway, so I realised I've never said that to a baby. But I'm like, how was I so fluent in baby talk? I realised, for me, baby talk is the same as dog talk.
It is.
So I'm like, who's a good boy? You're a good boy. And I was doing it last night too. I live with my roommate Josh and his partner. They have a dog, which I've also...
Thank you for clarifying. I live with my roommate Josh and his partner. She's a dog.
No, I thought you were going to say you were doing the dog talk to Josh.
Who's a good... Well, I have.
Well, yeah.
After
fine.
A few beers.
He's like a human dog.
He's
a bit like that, though. He loves to tickle under the chin.
Yeah. He's like... if I had to pick out of everyone I've ever met, my roommate Josh and Nace are the two most dog-like humans.
Yeah.
Nace, one of those dogs that's energetic, loves pats, loves exos. Josh is just one of those old, tired doggos.
Yeah,
he wants to be fed and he wants to sit
there. Been around for a long time, seen it all.
Seen it all. Isn't that wild? Like, we chat to babies like we talk to dogs. Like, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
And here's the thing. Dogs are way smarter than babies. They can do so much more stuff.
No, you're right.
You know what
babies
I mean?
Babies don't know how to sit on command.
Yeah.
Well, they can... Depends how old they are, I
command
guess.
You, baby, sit!
So next time someone asks you to hold their baby, like, no, my producer Grace told me a better trick. All right, sit.
Yeah.
Sit.
And
who
then
wants
I
a
just
treat?
Put
sit.
Him on the ground.
Just put him on the ground.
So that's the thing. What are we teaching babies by holding them? Not much, are we? Because when you're an adult,
you don't get held.
No, you've got to walk around like a bloody grown-up, don't you?
I get held all the time. I'm like, someone just hold me.
Example proven.
And she's just, who's a baby? You're just a baby.
Wean on the carpet, aren't you?
You got something in your teeth.
Do I? I just
on the right hand side. On the right hand side.
Oh, there's a mirror here.
See? Yeah, what is that?
It was from the granola.
Ah. I'm not really into acai bowls, and if you don't mind them, do you?
I don't mind them. Yeah, not all the time. I like them as a little treat.
Aren't they full of sugar? I would make that up.
No, probably. Like fruit juice and stuff is
aren't they
full of
sugar. They're a superfood.
I don't know. I just like, every now and then I just get a real craving for something very cold and very sweet.
I like acai bowls because I'll be honest, I have the acai bowls for the peanut butter. I love when they put, it feels naughty. You know,
acai bowls, especially those that are commercially prepared, are high in calories and sugar, which can contribute to weight gain and issues like liver problems, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well,
that's the same as anything with sugar.
Having it as health, so I was just going, I feel like an acai bowl.
Yeah. I feel like if you top in Mars bars, I'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's saying more often than not, acai that comes from a packet is already sweetened, as well as this juice, bananas, and more berries are added, and that becomes more dense in fructose, which is nature's sugar.
Yeah, natural sugar. It's good to have some natural sugars, though, isn't
it? Yeah, and you know what? I live by everything in moderation.
Well,
that's my mantra.
I just had a smoothie, you know, thing.
Exactly.
But, this is from a dietitian saying, unfortunately, acai and smoothies.
And oh, God.
Not that great for us.
And I also had a smoothie.
Very calorie dense. There's a lot of stuff in there.
if you have a smoothie every now and then.
You know what? My thing, that's
everything,
why I exercise.
I reckon everything's bad for you, though.
Of course it is.
You know what I mean? Like, you read, if you Google it, like, how often you turn the TV and it's like, too much coffee is bad for you. And then, like, a week later,
you know,
you need coffee and it's good for your heart.
Yeah, you know, they say, like, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. 100 apples a day, it will kill you. That's the other saying.
And you can, you know, you can drown yourself, like, if you drink too much water.
Yes, I've heard that too.
You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. You can.
You can, that, like, your body
happened.
Can fill up with
it's
water.
Happened. Yeah, 100%. Mm. So that's the thing.
You gestured to be like it's happened. Like, he's,
I know, and I brought you back.
You know how he did it, Grace?
How?
He shoved a straw in me butt and sucked.
That's
it, got the water out.
Mm.
As
not
I say that,
how that's supposed to happen.
I was hydrated afterwards. I was.
Because so. Your body. 70% water.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I reckon that's a myth.
It's not a myth. Okay. What do you mean?
I like this.
I reckon it's a myth.
I'm around a conspiracy theory.
Okay, because,
tell me.
Okay, look at me right now, right? Yeah. How much water can you see? Not much, hey? You tell it's 70%. Because if it was water, my arms would be going like... Blah, blah, blah. What about bone? What about skin? What about all the bloody
organs?
Well,
they make up 30%.
Bullshit!
But they all have water in them too.
Yeah, but there's other things there. It's not water. I reckon it's bullshit. I reckon, man. Retest that.
I love this.
70% water. My ass is not made of water. You know?
Your ass isn't.
Skin, muscle, bone,
brain.
Fat, brain.
Oh, blood?
Blood.
Blood is mostly water.
Yeah, okay. No, okay, blood is mostly water, but it's still blood. You know
what
I mean?
It's not water.
It's not water.
Is it? It's blood.
So, load of hooey. What do I say?
Is wee water?
No, it's wee.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's made up of water.
Oh, made up,
not
schmade
if it's
up.
Really yellow. Because that means you're dehydrated.
Dehydrate, yeah. So.
But again, you don't want to drink, you don't drink too much water because you can drown.
Oh, well, we're back to the straw in the butt situation, aren't we?
How'd you get your straw in your butt?
What's the straw in your butt? Ah, I almost drowned. Nathan's here.
They saved my bloody life. I don't need the attitude, right? Was it a very traumatic experience?
Yeah, he was drowning and then they're like, quick, put a straw in his butt. It was one of those wooden straws. So I was like, nah, forget it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, yes, get up, get moving, good people of Australia. Weekend boys are back. Jump on board the Saturday Mobile is what I'm calling it. Because on Tuesday, we do Tuesday night, I call it the Tuesday, choo-choo Tuesday train. Saturday Mobile, try on with it. Maybe it doesn't even need to be a vehicle. You know what I mean? I don't know, Jim. What are you thinking? Does it need to be a vehicle?
I just think we say happy Saturday, mate. Push on.
Oh, happy, it's so cliche, isn't it? We're not a cliche show. Everyone else zigs while we zag, you know?
I am.
Jimmy, you're straight down the line.
Nice.
Coming up very soon, Secret Sound and Beat the Bomb. All Jimmy's ideas. Also, Jimmy's going to feel what it's like to give birth. We've got a birthing machine.
Get my legs waxed as well, live on air.
Should we get producer?
And also, well, you say that, but you made me do stand-up live on the show once.
Hey, I didn't make you.
Yes, you did.
No, the good people,
no,
the listeners voted.
I gave you the ability to switch. Remember, I don't want to go into it. Now we're getting real. People are like, Mobile? Yeah. What's Tuesday? People don't even know we're on Tuesday nights.
Well, they do now, don't they? We'll just tell them. It's the beauty of it. The beauty of radio. We're talking to this. Hey, guys, we're on Tuesday nights. Now they know. Beautiful, isn't it? There you go, mate.
Unless they're tuning in right now, then they don't know. They don't even know who we are.
Tuesday nights. Jimmy, no.
Well, now they don't know about the Saturday Mobile.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to lead into that again?
We have to say it all show constantly. Because people are just tuning in everywhere at different points of the show.
This is the beauty of radio, isn't it? No other medium, I feel like, do you come in at like a random point. You know what I mean? You don't start a movie halfway through.
No, you're right. I mean, news, I'll watch.
News, yes.
Yeah. I'll just, you know, whatever that's on, that's on. But you're right. If it's like a show I'm watching or something, no, you watch it from the start.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas radio, I think, like, radio is sort of like, TV, sort of old school TV. I guess back in the day, people just had to turn on the TV and hope for the best.
There was no letting you know what was on.
No.
There was no catalogue of what was going to be on the TV.
If there was no way to record it. So you'd just have to, you know, hope that MASH, you're home early. I don't know.
You get, Hogan's Heroes is still on, guys. Devastated. Hey, big stuff on the way for you, 7 a.m. Inside 20 minutes if you need.
Saturday Mobile.
Oh, now we're going to set that up again.
I really wanted to ask you about dinner last night with Meg, your partner, because all these people from work were there.
Well, nothing's stopping you. You can ask me.
No, because we've carried on. Producer Grace, do we have time to ask? I feel like we've...
Oh, going to have to be an off-air
Hey, Producer Grace, guess who's in charge of timing? Me. If you want to ask a question...
No, what I'll do is... If you want to know what I'm talking about, hey, guys, it's Jimmy. Head to Nate's Instagram at Nathan Roy.
I'm going to talk about it very soon.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
No.
We had our moment and you chose Saturday Mobile. I hope you're happy.
No, but you decided to lean into Saturday Mobile.
Oh, well, that's what I'm here for, mate. You say stuff. I'm supposed to get around it. I can't win. Get around me, Jim. Don't talk to me, Jim. This is it, Grace. This is the moment. Jimmy Nath breaks up. We're done here.
Finally.
Wrap her up.
Finally.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, a parenting site online has revealed the picks for the worst baby names ever.
Oh.
So apologies to all the people we're about to offend.
I reckon if
you've got
no,
I'm not apologising. We didn't vote.
No, of course
I'm
not.
I'm just reporting what I've seen.
That's all we're doing. And also, if you have a bad name, I feel like you know. You know what I mean?
Well,
you must know.
I think this kind of works well because coming up very shortly, I think even next, Nath, we're actually giving out nicknames.
Absolutely.
So if potentially you are on this list and you're unhappy with your name, that's right. Jimmy Nath will give you a new name.
Good time to change it.
A nickname. Yeah. Now, I've texted you both the list. Any names? There's a lot of names on there. Is there any names that jump out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple.
Oh, my God. These aren't names.
Let's go through. Grace, you pick the first one.
Okay. Just straight the first one.
That pops out to you.
Beverly.
Beverly.
Like Beverly, but with a second B.
Yeah. So, okay, are these actual names? People made spelling mistakes on birth certificates.
No, these are actual names that people have seen, they've thrown it out there and gone, I've seen this on a birth certificate or I know it, it's a family member or someone's name. And then all the names went up on this website and then people voted. Yep. And then this is the list that we left
with.
Surely
people are taking them.
Grace, you're going with Beverly. That sounds like a mistake. And then I'm going to go with Elizabeth, which also sounds like a mistake. Like, has someone gone, you know what? I'm going to put a unique twist on Elizabeth and go with Elizabeth.
Apparently that's quite very, very popular for our girls' names is changing a popular name. That's very popular.
Right. Okay.
Nowadays. So Grace would be Grabes.
Grabes? No, what is...
I'm going to go over to the boys list because you guys look at the girls. Yeah. Cletus is on there. I actually know Cletus. I feel that's a bit unfair. Yeah, I went to school with Cletus.
I know Cletus from the Simpsons.
Yeah. Also on the boys list, I did see it online. It's true, but I just refuse to believe. But someone's named their kid Champ.
Champ?
Yeah, it's not good.
That's like a dog's name.
Well, I just hate, it's like my number one thing I hate being called. You can call me any of the swear words in the world. You can call me anything. I just hate being, hey, Champ.
Champ,
I hate
is, being champ. It's very condescending. Jimmy and I hate being Champ. Don't
so
champ
imagine,
me.
Imagine being a champ.
How you going, Champ?
That's your name.
Yeah, I was good until you called me Champ. I
wonder if it's short for champion.
Maybe.
Any other names? I'm a
big fan of Inspector with a K.
Yeah, that's good.
Middle name Rex.
Ebola is on there.
Yeah.
Where? I've missed that.
Third
one down on the boys.
Oh,
Ebola. Ebola's on there.
See that.
Jedi's fun. I actually don't mind Jedi.
There is another one on the boys list. I'm with you, Nath. I don't mind Jedi. I don't mind Spartacus.
Spartacus is okay.
Yeah.
It just makes
me like that. Okay, movies. Going over to the girls' names list again, there's Boom Queefer.
I didn't even see that.
Boom, B-O-O-M-Q-U-I-F-A, Boom Queefer.
Queefer for short.
Yeah. Queef for short.
No, I don't think so. There's a couple, L'Oreal, Maybelline, Vagonica.
Vagonica!
There's a bit in this.
So again, we'll end on a positive. I mean, Nath, you were mentioning there you like Jedi, like Spartacus. Any names there that you like, Grace?
I like Appaloosa for her horse.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, huge news this morning because the Cookie Monster from Sesame Street's real name has been revealed. This is huge. Now, the real name was revealed on TikTok from an episode, get this, way back in 2004, about the Cookie Monster's origin story when he tried a cookie for the first time. I'm going to play you the audio, see if you guys can pick what the Cookie Monster's real name actually is.
He was just a mild-mannered little kid. In fact, back then, me think me name was Sid. Yeah. But then me mommy gave me something very new. She told me,
this is Cookie, and me baked it just for you.
So me took a bite, and me felt kinda strange. What delicious taste sensation. Me knew me life just changed.
He knew his life changed, guys. No longer would he be called Sid.
Sid.
It's Sid.
I mean, I don't want to steal your story from you, Nath, but he actually tweeted out in 2010.
Huge.
My name's Sydney.
My name's Sydney. Sydney. There
full
you
name
go.
Sydney.
Yeah. Full name Sydney.
And so Sesame Street retweeted it. So it is, you know, when you tweet, you get a date. So it was like 20th September 2010. And it was like Cookie Monster saying, hey, my name's Sydney. No one said anything.
Yeah, everyone ignored it.
They play this old TikTok from 2004, and everyone's like, "What? Sid, what's it short for?" And then Sesame Street went, "Like, it's we've been pretty open and honest about it."
Yeah, that's
Sydney.
The thing.
You never know. Name, yeah, Sydney.
And now, as you said,
SYD.
Yeah. So only now is it blowing up, and people are going, "What? Cookie Monster's real name isn't Cookie Monster. No, it's Sydney, guys."
Imagine liking a food so much that you'd like change your name. Like, that's your entire brand now.
I know, absolutely. I'd be Hot Chip Monster. What would everyone be? Let's go around the room. I'd be Hot Chip Monster.
I'd probably be a Coffee Monster. I love coffee.
Or Ben and Jerry's Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some last night.
You're a BJM.
I didn't even need it. I had Thai last night. I got Uber Eats Thai. And then I was like, I'm going to have some ice cream.
Reduce the graceful kind of monster.
Lasagna Monster.
Laz.
Love Laz.
Laz Monster? No. Oh, Snorties.
No, Snorty
Laz Monster.
Laz Liquors here.
Oh, no.
Mate, however you want to eat the Laz, it's fine. If you want to lick Laz, whatever. Doesn't matter.
I'd like to enjoy it. Take my time.
Absolutely. Gin, this made me think of a game we like to do on this show every now and then, and it's this. Any name, any name, we can give one to you, say. Well, I'd love you to give me a nickname. Yeah, Australia, the game's called a nickname. Names are very important, but nicknames, Jim, would you agree, even more important, really?
Is this the Crash Bandicoot?
Like Crash sounds Team like Racing? It, doesn't it? I think it might be.
I think it is Crash Team Racing.
Select your player.
Whoa! I'm pretty sure it is.
Crash! I don't even know this is part of it, but that's fun, isn't it?
Sorry, it's absolutely thrown me.
Makes it even more fun.
We love Crash.
We do love Crash, and we also love nicknames, right? So this is the thing with a nickname. It can't be chosen by yourself. It's got to be given to you, which is the beauty of Jimmy Nay's Nickname Factory, guys. 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now if you want or if you need a nickname. How it works, both Jimmy and I will get to know you, ask a few questions each, and then we'll come up with a nickname each for you. Here's the beauty of it, though. You can choose one you want to take, or you don't have to choose any, because sometimes we're not on with the nicknames.
No, and we're big believers and you got to love your nickname.
So
but
right.
You are right, Nay. You can't give one to yourself.
No.
Because
it's got to be given to you.
Yeah, it's got to be given to you. And if you don't try.
No, don't. And we've discussed this on the show many times. I tried to give myself a nickname once.
Yeah, what was it again?
Roysums. Last name Roy. Went with Roysums.
It was a WWE thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a wrestler call. I can't remember now, but it was back in primary school. Everyone had fun nicknames.
It's not a great one either.
I went to school with a Macca. I'm like, that's fun, Macca. Nathan Roy, what can you do with that? Roysums. Never stuck, unfortunately.
Oh, I don't know why.
It's not Jimmy and Roysums.
Imagine if it was. Jimmy and Roysums. Australia, Nate's right. You should enjoy your nickname. So, look, potentially you could have one.
Yes. Well, this is the other good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And you've just been like, not a fan of it. Haven't been able to shake it for years.
Needs an update.
I need an update. And as Nate said, you know, we can give you some options, but at the end of the day, you don't have to take it. Mm. So maybe you just want to call us up and go, oh, yeah, no, that's...
Test the waters a little bit.
Yeah, because I think, you know, we take it for granted. You sort of get a nickname and you go, that's it. Mm. I don't think, you know, I don't think it should be that way.
Yeah.
I think you should have a nickname, but I think you should be able to, you know, pick a new one.
And here on the Jimmy Nay Show, we're giving the opportunity to potentially get a brand new nickname. As Jim said, even if you have one, if you want one, 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. We are handing out nicknames.
The Jimmy and Nay Show Podcast. Any name, any day, we can give
one to you, say. Well, I'd love you to give me a nickname. Jim, here's the thing, nicknames are important. They're probably more important than your normal name, because they're the thing that everyone's going to call you forever. And you can never pick them. You can never pick them yourself.
No, you can never use yourself a nickname. It's silly.
Yeah.
But yes, I think everyone deserves to like their nickname.
Absolutely.
So a lot of times, nicknames are given over something you may have done or said. Or
you're trying to forget.
Or you look like.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Don't go into it, but Nathan's a mate called Shovel.
Yep. You can probably figure out why he's called Shovel.
You can figure that out in your own time. But yeah, you should enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're trying to do here is, I guess, give everyone a nickname that they can, you know, love and enjoy and share.
Yeah, how it works is we chat to people, both Jimmy and I, we come up with a nickname. The beauty of this is they can either choose a nickname from Jimmy and I, or they don't have to choose any, and they can just stick with whatever they have, be they have one, or maybe they don't. Kayla from the Sunny Coast. Hello, Kayla. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're going all right. Now, Kayla, do you have a nickname at this current time?
No.
Okay, that's good. A freshie, Jim. We got a freshie.
Kayla, love this.
This is good. Okay, Kayla.
Kayla, we're just going to get to know you. What's your favourite thing in the entire world?
I'm going on holidays.
Holidays.
Going
love
on
that.
Holidays. Okay.
Holidays.
What kind of holidays do you like going on, Kayla?
Well, I'm originally from New Zealand, so I love going back home to take my kids over there to see family.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Do you fly over there? Do you have a?
Yeah, we fly.
Okay.
I'm more scared of planes than what the kids are.
Right. Okay. You're scared of planes? Did you say?
Scared of heights. Yeah.
Scared of heights. Okay. Alright, okay. Tell us some of your likes, Kayla. What do you like to do on a weekend?
I like going to the beach, listening to music.
What's your favourite genre of music?
I love R&B.
R&B.
R&B Fridays.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry it's a Saturday, Kayla. We can't play any R&B today.
No, that's okay.
That's a lie.
Joking.
Use Will.
We will be. She knows.
Let's just... Kayla, your nickname is R&B Fridays Live.
No. Kayla, your nickname is...
R&B Fridays horn noise.
All right. Kayla, the favourite foods?
I love roast. A good roast is good.
Roast.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Jim, how are you going?
I'm good. I'm happy.
All right, you can go first.
All right. Well, Kayla, you've mentioned you like holidays. You know, you love heading across the ditch to New Zealand with your kids. You know, beach, music. You seem like a very fun person. You also said you love, roast. And I'm thinking of someone who's very famous, who's, you know, flying, who's up in the air, who's great with kids, is a fun time and loves, you know, putting on a roast. I'm thinking Mary Poppins. yep. And, you know, I'm gonna call you Poppy.
Poppy, that's cute. What do you think about Poppy?
Poppy or Pop?
Poppy.
Yeah. Poppy. Poppy's nice. Poppy. I actually like that.
Oh, there's Poppy. Popping over.
Oh, look at little Poppy. Oh, she's popping over New Zealand.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. I actually think that's better than mine. I haven't even told you what mine is yet. Mine is solid. Don't laugh at that. Kayla, you haven't heard it yet. So, Kayla, mine is just based simply on the fact that you're an outgoing person. You like going on holidays, right? And also, yep. I wanted to keep a little bit of essence of what your name is. You know what I mean? So when people hear your nickname, they know, oh, that's got to be Kayla's nickname. So I'm just going to go with Holokay.
Holokay.
You know, you've got holiday and holiday. It's kind
holiday,
of a...
Yep.
I told you it wasn't good, but... Okay, the big decision for you, Kayla. I mean, you can choose none, or you can choose Poppy, or you can choose Holokay. What are you going to go with?
I'll go with Poppy.
Yeah, good call. Very good call.
You're welcome, Poppy.
Yeah, very
Thank
good.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome anytime.
Good on you, Poppy. You Enjoy can your pop onto the show whenever you want, okay?
Cool, thank you.
Thank you very much. Lockie from...
Changing lives here.
That's all we do, mate.
Some people give away $10,000. We give away nicknames.
100%. It's much cheaper on the budget. Lockie from Albury. Hey, Lock.
Hello, guys.
Mate, do you have a nickname already?
I haven't had a nickname since high school.
Can you say what that one is, or is it not appropriate for the radio?
No, I don't think it was too bad.
Okay, what was it?
No, my nickname was Lumpy, but I got no idea how I got it.
Lumpy. Did you like the nickname Lumpy?
Oh, I liked it at the time. You look back and go, I wasn't even Lumpy.
Yeah, but at least you had...
Maybe it's one of those ironic nicknames, you know what I mean?
Oh, like Fat Tony. He's not fat.
He's so flat, but we'll call him Lumpy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, okay. Now, Locke, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you like, mate? What do you like doing?
What do I like doing? I'm pretty boring. I like to read a lot of books and a lot of games. Okay. But I also like reading the news and panelling for Vision Australia.
Oh, wow, that's fun.
Very fun.
Panelling. Did you say panelling, Vision Australia?
I said panelling, like the one in you've got there.
Oh, so like pushing buttons and stuff, like this stuff.
Like that stuff.
Wow. Vision Australia, talk us through that. How does that work?
Vision Australia, you want me to? We quite literally read the news for vision impaired and put it out onto the airwaves.
How cool.
That's so cool.
Good on you, Lock.
Glad I asked you. You don't want to know.
I think Lockie summarised that beautifully. Yeah. That was very good, Lock. Okay.
Have you got a favourite book or a favourite game, Lockie?
Favourite book is probably 11/22/63 by Stephen King.
Oh, scary. You like scary ones, do you?
I think that one's not even scary. It's actually quite beautiful. But I do like scary ones. Favourite game will go with the Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Zelda.
Love that.
Okay.
Link. All right, I've got something.
You got something?
Yeah, I got something. All
right. I think I'm just going to go, like, Lockie, you know what I mean? And the thing for me about Zelda is, like, you play as Link, right? But it's known as Zelda.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Link is not getting enough publicity. So, Lockie, I'm going to give you a nickname, Link.
Link, I like it.
And also, you're the link for those, you know, vision impaired listening to the news because you're pushing the buttons. You're the link for them between getting that information and not getting it. The link.
There we go. I've even got a sword in the wardrobe at the moment.
Oh, how good is that? And you know what? If your high school friends were, you could be Lumpy Link. That'd be really...
Well, also, I was trying to think of something L.
Yeah.
Lockie, Lumpy,
leans into it, absolutely. Linky. I love that. Lockie, my name for you is just based on the not necessarily all the things you do, but just the way you were able to answer. And you're always ready, you know? You're always ready, which is why the nickname I have for you is Lock and Load.
Ooh, very nice.
Really? You like that one?
I do like that
you
one.
You sound to back yourself in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have just, a talent.
Yeah, do I though? Because I went with Holokay beforehand.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't. We're not going to get them all right, you know what I mean?
No, sometimes you're so right. Miss. Okay, so we've got Link or Lumpy Link. I don't know, whichever one you want to go with. And we've got Lock and Load. Lock, what do you want to go with?
Oh, well, what if I said I wanted both? Because you can't use Lock and Load in just quickly. But it's still something you can refer to later on. So, look, we'll go Link at the moment.
Sounds like, Lockie, you are better at this than we are.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Please welcome producer Grace for some goss. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip
Grace. Gossip Grace. Very sad news this morning. Actor Robbie Coltrane, who is best known for portraying Hagrid in the Harry Potter films, has passed away aged 72. He also appeared in James Bond films Goldeneye and The World Is Not Enough. In a statement, his agent, Belinda Wright, confirmed the actor died in a hospital in Scotland. She described Coltrane as a unique talent, adding his role as Hagrid brought joy to children and adults alike all over the world. Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe also paid tribute to Coltrane in a statement, saying, "Robbie was one of the funniest people I've met and used to keep us laughing constantly as kids on that set."
Literally two of my favourite movie franchises, the James Bond franchise and the Harry Potter franchise. He was in both of them. Phenomenal actor. Phenomenal actor. Yeah.
Sad.
Huge loss. Massive loss.
He only, was it last year or the year before, appeared in the Harry Potter reunion.
Yes.
And he had this to say about Hagrid.
"The legacy of the movies is that my children's generation will show them to their children. So you could be watching it in 50 years' time. Easy. I'll not be here, sadly, but..."
"Don't you think on it for 1 minute."
"But Hagrid will. Yes."
That literally made me cry. when I watched the Harry Potter reunion, me and my partner made massive Harry Potter fans, if you don't know, bawled my eyes out when we watched that on the reunion. Huge loss. He's a phenomenal actor.
So sad.
And the way all the other actors, I mean, you mentioned Daniel Radcliffe there, but the way all the other actors spoke about him as well, even when he was still alive on the reunion and stuff, they all spoke about him being like this beautiful father figure. And even though he had this ability to also play these incredible serious roles, he also had this ability to really, because all those kids, they were kids.
Like literal
they
kids,
were,
yeah.
They were kids on set, like actual kids, like they're still in school.
That wasn't adults playing children. They were real
they
children.
They were actual kids, and he acted like a father figure for a lot of these kids as well. Phenomenal.
Daniel Radcliffe shared this story actually about the time they were filming and they were all kind of trapped in Hagrid's hut because of this torrential downpour, and apparently he was the one keeping the mood up, keeping the morale up, telling stories, that kind of thing. So... yeah, very sad news this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, like, I mean, yeah, I'm not, you know, Nathan, you and your partner Meg are massive Harry Potter fans, but, you know, Alan Rickman sadly passed away.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just, like, I don't know, there's a, you feel older now, you know what I mean? Like, you watch that and, you know, when you're a kid, I think you don't really have any concept of death or people passing away or whatnot. You know, for me, it was, I mean, I don't even know, a goldfish passed away. Mum and Dad just bought a new one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, you know, those characters and those people that you've grown up with, like, they no longer...
Absolutely. Oh. It's weird, isn't it? I think, let's play that audio one more time, we'll get it, hey? What a beautiful piece of audio. This is Robbie Coltrane, RIP, buddy.
"The legacy of the movies is that my children's generation will show them to their children. So you could be watching it in 50 years' time. Easy. I'll not be here, sadly, but..."
"Don't you think on it for 1 minute.
But Hagrid will. Yes."
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, I want to ask now on 131060, how many friends you have? How many friends do you have? And is it stressful? Good work, team. A woman has taken to Mum's Net to confess she finds having heaps of friends stressful and admitted sometimes she'd rather be alone. And it has sparked a lively debate online.
I love this. I love when it sparks the debate.
Oh, the comment section is going off. The original post that sparked much conversation read, "Does anyone else finding friends is having friends is stressful? So you just don't bother?" She adds, "At times it's like trying to maintain a relationship. And you've always got to try and work out what the other one is doing or thinking."
What does she mean it's like trying to maintain? It is maintaining a relationship.
Yeah, it's quite literally the definition of a relationship, really, isn't it?
Well, it's a ship, isn't it?
It's a
friendship.
It's a, you know, platonic relationship, obviously, but you still got to prioritise your friends.
People hook up with their friends.
Yeah, that can still be platonic.
Can it?
Yes.
I reckon you still got feelings for a few of them.
No.
Still got feelings for us.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
It's a bit, guys.
It's one time.
Well, I'll go to Nath.
Yeah, go to me, mate. I'm over here.
Yeah, you've got heaps of them. Yeah. I'd argue. Sorry, our boss is getting involved. Sonda, mate, calm down.
What does she want?
Big boss Son. She goes, "I have 13 friends."
Okay, are we in there?
Are we? Yeah, that's an interesting question.
That's a question. Good question. I don't know.
Sonda, 131060, call us and let us know if we are part of the 13.
The BBS, also up very early on a weekend. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just check if we're doing the right thing.
Just radio feedback.
Come on, guys, wrap this one up. It's been going on a bit. While we wait for Sonda to call, Nath, you are the one with the most friends of the team.
Yes. Is it stressful? Absolutely. 100% it's stressful. And it's mainly stressful because I put the stress on myself because I'll commit to too many things and I'll often, overcommit to a lot of my friends. You know what I mean? So I try and pack them in a lot. Because the thing is, I have a lot of friends, but they're not all friends with each other. You know what I mean?
Sonda's calling.
Yeah, but the BBS has just called. Grace, you can answer. I'll just answer it here. I trust answering this person. Please welcome the BBS!
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Now, Son, normally what happens when people call through, they've got to go through the gatekeeper, but...
Grace ran outside to check if you were okay to go on air.
I just need to make sure she wasn't on speakerphone or...
Drunk again in the morning.
She was great outside on the phones, and we get her in going, who put her through?
This is actually a test, and Grace has failed because everyone should be vetted before they go to air.
Yep. Yeah, there you go, Grace.
Well, I failed. I was going to vet you.
No, this whole thing was a test, mate, and you've just failed. That's our boss.
Now, Sonda, we're just chatting about friends. You did text through. You said you have 13 friends, and we'd love to know if we're in that 13.
No.
Okay. I mean, I didn't.
Put off like a Band-Aid.
No, but that's fine. You know what I mean?
No, that's fair.
Is there any way we can get into that top 13?
No.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
No. I really love you, but we have a professional relationship.
Who are you calling professional, mate? You know this show.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm not either. Effort. Let's do it. We're friends.
Yes! We've done it.
Yeah,
17. No, that's not right. 16.
Oh, God. No, we're not friends with people who can't count.
Jeez.
Okay.
Sonda, I did want to say that there's things that you said to me outside of the show would clearly indicate that we're friends. It's not a professional relationship, the things you've asked me to do. But I absolutely love you, and I consider you a friend.
There you go. You're definitely in our top 50, Son, I reckon.
Thank you. That means so much to me.
Yeah, are you stressed though, Son, with having 13? Is that stressful to you?
I do find it really hard to invest the time and effort into friends that I think that they deserve. So I want to, quite genuinely, I do find it quite stressful. Obviously, I don't have as many friends as Nate, but when you want to love people and care about them, it can be very demanding, especially if you have a family as well.
Yeah. So Nath does not love or care about them because I'm in the group chats with them and Nath will say yes to like three different people I'm in the group chats. And I'm like, the event, there's three events.
It's a lucky dip which one I'm going to turn up to, Son. That's the beauty of it.
You're a monster. Oh, my God.
So Nath, the radio awards are coming up. Are you coming to that with us?
I'm there, but not on your table, I wouldn't have thought.
Okay. Well, we really did not specifically friends. Ask for that, but anyway.
No, the reason I bring it up is, so that's coming up, it's on a Saturday night. Nath and I have a close friend of ours who's 30th it is, and Nath also said yes to going to
I'm
that.
Going to both. I'm going to his lunch in my Radio Awards suit.
You've got to go to the awards because you're going to win them all, or you absolutely deserve to.
Oh, thanks, Son.
See the ball,
you
hit the
really
ball.
You really do, and if you don't win any, I'll make you some little awards. I'll get out a welder and put a cup on top of something and inscribe it.
And I was just about to say, who put this person through, Grace? You obviously didn't vet her. But now I'm glad that we cold answered her. Thank you, Son. Thanks for being a part of the show. You are definitely in the top 50 friends, I reckon.
Get me in the top 20 and we'll talk.
Yeah, what has she won for calling the show, Grace?
Menu log voucher.
Just stay on the phone. Every producer will get your details.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love menu log. Thank you. Oh, okay. See ya.
All right. 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. How many friends do you have? And by extension, is that stressful?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Just asking the question, Jim. 131060 Australia. How many friends do you have? And is it stressful?
Yeah, this is after a story online. A woman has taken a mum's net to confess that she finds having heaps of friends stressful.
Oh, I missed it. Sorry. Wasn't paying attention.
And admitted that sometimes she'd rather be alone. We just heard from our big boss, Son.
The BBS.
We actually didn't find out why she's up and about and listening.
She's got a young son.
Yeah.
Henry. Henry's probably up.
Or a partner's. Making beers.
Yeah, he makes beers.
He's a brewer guy. Sorry.
Yeah, he makes chicken beer. Shout out to Adrian.
Fan of the show. Nathan, I mean, you have the most friends out of Grace and I, and I know you find it very stressful
trying to.
But I made a joke before. I said you don't care. The issue is you do care.
I care too much, yeah, which is why it is stressful. If I didn't care, no stress.
Because what happens is you care so much that you want to give, like, and say if, like, on a, like, today, Saturday, you know, we've got many events to get to, right? Many of our friends have things.
Yeah.
You will, and there's no, this is true, Nathan, will go to everything.
Absolutely.
Even if it's for, like, one drink and leave, he will make sure everyone gets a visit.
Opening of an envelope, mate. I'll go to anything.
You're like the Santa Claus of friendships.
100%. Honestly, and that's why it is so stressful, because, and then all my friends are like, why are you leaving? And it's like, well, I've only penciled in 7 minutes for this one.
Sorry, I have more friends.
I've got a baby shower to get to. I've got 2 30s.
It hasn't happened yet, but I know it will happen.
Mm.
At one point of your life, you'll have to be at 2 weddings on 1 day.
I know, absolutely.
It will definitely
happen. I will do it, and I'll probably have to MC both, and one of them will probably
still
be mine.
Working at weddings.
One of them will probably be my own wedding. I'll be standing there next to Meg and be like, I do, got to go. Michael from Melbourne. Hi, Mike.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
We're good, mate. How many friends do you have, and is it stressful?
Yeah, definitely. So I've got about 8 close mates, but the problem is that there's probably the 8th mate to the 10th. I call it the octopus, because once you see one of those fellas, you've got to see the 30 others from school. So that turns into the most stressful thing ever.
Yeah.
And then you've got to stay in contact. So it turns out to be extremely stressful when you go to the octopus or the tail of the group, and that then stretches out quite far.
Yeah, it is.
Because, Michael, when you go to that point of the friendship group, you have to go see all those other blokes you went to school with, because then they'll be pissed off if you don't see them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Michael, you're like me. You try and put as much as you can into every friendship, but because of that, you're very much spread thin.
Yeah, spread too thin. So then you're kind of calling up, oh, I can't make that one, or you call a fiance card a few times just to, you know, keep the stress levels down, because then it turns into the, you know, committing to so many other things week on week.
The only time the fiance card doesn't work, and I've tried this, is when you don't have one.
Meg is listening to the show and she's going, well, just ask me.
It's very easy.
I'm happy to be your fiance.
Very easy to
I've been it. Asking for 7 or 8 years.
Rachel from Chernside Park. Hi, Rach.
Hi.
Rach, how many friends do you have and is it stressful?
I've got roughly 32 friends.
Wow. Okay.
And this is a mix of all different social groups.
Yep.
So netball, football club, all things like that. So, I find it quite stressful. Keep everyone happy.
Is it stressful, Rachel? Because, I mean, because your friends are scattered among so many different groups, you can't easily bring them together. So you can't really
check
all those boxes, can you, when you bring them all together?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about...
Like the social butterfly.
Yeah. I mean, Rach, you ever thought about, like, you know, just...
a few of the
chop?
yeah, definitely.
But you can't do it, can you?
Nah. I'm too nice.
Yeah. Okay. You're like Nath. Nath, there's definitely some ones Nath could cut off.
Yeah, I've been trying to, but then they...
Rach, are you like Nath? So Nath will catch up with some of the ones on the outer, you know, I'm talking 31, 32 here. And then it's not like the most fun. You know what I mean? It's not a bad time, but when you get done, you're like, oh, that was a bit much.
Yeah.
What I do, Rachel, the problem is when I'm catching up with, say, friend number 32, 33, is I'll catch up and go, oh, it's a bit of a punish. But then the problem is right at the end, I'll be like, mate, we should do this again sometimes.
Yeah, and then you, yeah.
And then you've committed again.
Do you remember you ran to that bloke you went to school with in the city like the other day? And then like, you're like, oh, mate, I haven't seen you in years.
Yeah, yeah.
And then right then you go, we got to catch up.
No, he was an ex-teacher.
That's right.
He wasn't even a mate.
And you're like,
he taught me in one class 15 years ago.
Like, I haven't seen your friend. We should catch up.
He goes, what, and talk about maths?
Yeah, I think he was confused. He was with his wife, I think.
Yeah, he was.
And he was like, what are we going to talk about?
Maddie from Foots. Oh, hey, Maddie, we got you. Sorry, mate, you're not talking to one of your friends, are you?
Oh, no, they're the acquaintances.
Oh, they're acquaintances. Fair enough. How many friends you got, Maddie?
Two.
Two? Oh, that's okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah. No, it works. It works. It's easy. Because otherwise it is stressful.
So do you ever hang out with, I don't know, three or four?
Oh, if I have to.
Yeah. Do you? So, like, those two, do they know that they're your only two friends?
Yeah. They're the ones that I'll drop everything for.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So you still have, like, yeah, acquaintances and stuff, but you consider the only two is the ones that you drop stuff for?
100%.
Sorry, Maddie, can you tell 4 and 5 to shut up behind you? Because they're very loud.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, Australia, good thing. Good morning. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate family. It's a pleasure, guys.
Absolute pleasure. You want to do your story?
Oh, I thought you were going to throw to it. I thought you were.
Because
last time, I can't get it right. Last time you're like, I was going to ask you. So I was like, all right, I won't say anything. So you can ask me.
I just got the audio for you.
Yeah, but I still thought you were going to ask me.
It's your story with your partner.
Yeah, but like,
can you tell me about
it? Oh my God. Did he not say he was going to ask me?
If you keep going back and forth here, we're not going to get the story again. So I need one of you to shh and the other one to tell the story.
11, 12 past. I was like, we're running over.
We actually don't even have time for the story.
We get emails going. Guys, if you could wrap this show up.
I know. We're going to have one song this hour. I'll tell you that much, guys. Okay,
coming up next, nothing. It's just ads and music, guys. We had too much fun in the first hour, no fun in the second hour.
Last night, I took my partner Meg to her birthday dinner. Went
what
to a restaurant.
Last night, Nate? Did you take your...
out of time. I took my partner Meg to a birthday dinner and didn't realise this, but as I'm walking up the stairs, I could hear the voice of a few friends we have here at work. And I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God. And as I got up the stairs, there was six of them. Rowan from the Abby Chatfield show from Hot Nights, he was up there and me and him locked eyes straight away. And then they saw Meg. I told them it was for Meg's birthday. And then, so when we got in, they're like, oh my God, happy birthday, Meg, da, da, da. Carry on, carry on, carry on. And then at the end of the dinner, they decided to bring out, we're at a Asian fusion restaurant, they decided to bring out some deep fried ice cream. Mm. They stood on the chairs in a packed restaurant and this happened.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Meg. Happy birthday to you.
That's the whole restaurant you're hearing. And then it happened again.
Was everyone an old British man there?
Happy birthday to me. Oh, no, it's Meg turned to me afterwards as we're walking out of the restaurant. She goes, next year we're getting Uber Eats and staying at home.
I was going to say, did you not do this to her last year where you got the whole restaurant to sing happy birthday to her?
And that was the second time. So you'd done it and then they came over with an extra dessert.
And did another
second
one.
Second time.
Yeah.
So she had two,
So it's the second time, in a row in terms of birthdays. I did that at the last restaurant and then she got twice in one birthday dinner as well.
It's a good bit.
So thank you to everybody.
You were so lucky that she sticks around, Nathan.
I got about 4 messages saying exactly that. Why she's still sticking around, I don't know.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Australia, apologies. Nate did say we were going to chat about the new changes to COVID rules, but we're not doing that anymore because we heard the birthday story about Meg. So.
Yeah, we ran out of time. Sorry for ruining that for everybody.
You want to know what the changes are? Google. Right now, we're going to ask you 131060, what woke you up this morning? This is after King Charles. He has appointed the Queen's funeral piper, that is Pipe Major Paul Burns.
Pipe Major. Major Pipe. They call you that, don't they?
I'm sorry. I keep snorting this morning.
Don't you get called that a bit. Yeah,
I'm called Major Pipe.
Major Pipe, good to see you.
Hit a low pipe. I'm Jimmy, Major Pipe.
Good to see you, Major Pipe.
Thank you. But no, this guy's different. He's just a pipe major. People get us confused. It's so confusing when I rock
there,
up. And they go, what, your pants off?
Yeah, I know. You're either
for the bagpipe. You're
two ways to get woken up. Both involve Major Pipe.
good way to wake up in the morning. So Fight Major, Paul Burns, he has a new job as the morning alarm clock. So Pipe Major, Paul Burns, rose to global fame after playing Sleep, Dearie, Sleep.
Oh, one of my favourites.
At the late Queen Elizabeth's coffin exit of Windsor Castle.
Sure.
Stop laughing. Grace
sorry,
is trying
I'm
to
so
laugh.
Sorry.
Stop. So he played that. The King went, well, yeah, you got something. And he appointed Paul as his personal piper.
Did he pick a pop of pickled peppers?
He goes, if I'm going to get piped by someone, it's Paul.
Yeah, I'm going to be
Paul. Paul's my personal piper.
Good to see you.
Have you ever met my personal piper, Paul? Oh, the pipe major.
Is that the major pipe? Is that major pipe Paul?
Is major
that...
piper Paul is my personal piper.
Oh, God. This is why we don't have time for stuff.
Yeah, but this is good. I'm confident this is funny, and I'm confident everyone is laughing along with us.
Absolutely.
So this is cool. So Paul, this isn't a joke. Paul will now travel with the king, wherever the king goes, and play bagpipes to wake him up.
Oh, so it doesn't matter where he goes. So if Charlesy comes to Australia, Major Paul's coming.
Paul's bringing his pipes. And King goes, that's my personal piper, Paul.
So he's gonna check his pipes on the plane.
He's gonna have to check his pipes in at the plane and tell people this is his personal piper, Paul. And when Paul fills out the travel declaration card, he goes, what's your job? He goes, well, I'm a pipe major. Is that a major piper? No, that's different.
No.
This is so silly.
So, I found this even more interesting. Again, no jokes here. I mean, there was, but this isn't. King Charles gets up at 9 a.m. every day.
Yeah, that's very late, isn't it?
Not earlier, not later. Every day it's 9 a.m.
9 a.m. He'd miss this entire show, wouldn't he?
Missing out this great pipe gear.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's probably doing the same thing. He goes, have you heard? I've got a major piper. He's my partner.
He's doing the same. Doing the same
gear around the castle. So I want to ask 131060, what woke you up this morning? So this morning, I'm guessing you're awake because you're listening to this. I want to know what woke you up. Was it the radio? Do you have an alarm
clock?
Imagine
if it was us. We woke you up with the piper gear.
To be honest, I would love someone to call and just be like, I was sleeping and then I heard, oh, the major piper, Paul.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nathan, just asked 131060, what woke you up this morning? This is after King Charles. He's appointed Pipe Major Paul Burns as his personal piper. So Paul will pipe his pipes.
Get on your Paul.
Every morning at 9 a.m. to wake up King Charles.
Perfect.
Congrats to Paulie.
Yeah,
getting the gig.
Well done, Paulie. Aaron from the Gold Coast. G'day, Aaron. Welcome to the show. We got you there.
Yeah, mate, you got me here.
Aaron, what woke you up this morning, bro?
Getting up to go to work.
Fair. Did you wake up naturally or did an alarm go off? Or?
Oh, no, it was three alarms and snoozed twice.
Yeah, okay. What do you do for work, Aaron?
On the weekends, I work in disability support, so nursing.
Okay, that's great, Aaron. All right. So you're one of those people who sets multiple alarms and snoozes it constantly, Aaron?
Yes.
Do you feel better after that, Aaron? Like you hitting a snooze a few times, you're like, I'm just getting a bit more sleep.
Oh, goodness, no.
Okay,
fair enough. Aaron, what about, okay, let's compare
Aaron, what
you.
Is your, sorry, just quickly, what does your alarm sound like?
I've actually got a custom piece of music. My daughter's a dancer, and I use one of her pieces of music to wake me up.
Can you, like, hum a bit of it?
It's a mashup of about 7 different songs. So
oh,
no.
Wow. No, that's fine.
Uh-huh. It's not, I was about to say, it's not Major Piping Paul, is it? You'll probably get that online somewhere. Steph from Elvington. Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
We're good, Steph. What woke you up this morning?
Oh, just my 2.5-year-old belting out Let It Go, Frozen. Not sure if you're aware. So it's pretty much lunchtime for me.
How's this make you feel, Steph? Nice and awake?
Oh, it's quite triggering.
To be fair, this is the nice early bit.
Yeah, I thought I was like, this is a nice way to wake up.
We haven't got to the bit. It's like, let go! Like,
yeah, wait.
Could you want us to wait?
Kill the music, Nate. Steph, do you reckon you could just reenact it a little bit for us? Like, show us how your child yells it or sings it.
Sure. So he's pretty much like, let it go, and it's like for a long time until we go in and get him because he's in a cot, so he can't get out until we go in. And yeah,
he should be singing, "Get me out, get me out." Thank you, Steph. Jackson from Hobart. Jackson, what woke you up this morning?
That'd be my partner's pipe major.
Sorry. What do you mean by that, Jackson?
Well, I was dragged from my dream times by the horrendous smell of some kind of, maybe her, chopped up. I don't know. But it was horrendous. It dragged me out of my sleep.
Grace, can we talk to you for a second, if that's okay?
Yes, what do you need?
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea either. I'm so sorry.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Yes, thank you, Lara. We're live around this beautiful country, but here's the catch, guys. The boss has never told us where we're broadcasting to. Australia, this is where you come in. You help us out. 131060, where the bloody hell are you? Tell us where you live. Tell us something fun about it. We'll put it on the map for you. Rory. Hello, Rory. Welcome to the show. We got you there, Rosa.
Hi.
How you go? Hey. There you go, Rory. Where are you, mate?
Oh, West Gosford, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, good, bro. How's West Gosford going?
Oh, drive once and
oh dear, someone was naughty. But don't worry, Jimmy and Nath are back in a matter of seconds. Let's hope everyone's a bit more behaved.
And we're back. How you going, everybody?
Hey, guys.
Oh dear.
Just had Rory from West Gosford on. He was just very excited to tell us about West Gosford. He's like, guys, it's really...
To be fair, you can't knock his passion.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Passion, yeah.
Very, very passionate about West Gosford.
We'll never know what West Gosford has.
No.
But we know the people of West Gosford are very passionate.
Hey, we certainly know Rory's there. So I can tell you with absolute certainty that Rory is in West Gosford. Hello, Sonia. Welcome to the show. We got you there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sonia. Now, wherever you are, please describe it in a way that is safe for radio. Where are you, Son?
Well, I'm actually on the highway going down to see my daughter, but I'm from Griffith, and we currently have the Festival of the Gardens on in Griffith, which includes citrus sculptures all down the main street.
Right.
What's a citrus sculpture, Sonia?
So they have these metal frames depicting different businesses. So, for example, there's a tow truck for the towing business, and there's a big chicken that sits in a chair to depict the the chicken farms we've got around town.
Okay.
And then you put elastic bands on and then you use oranges and make a citrus sculpture.
Wow. Sonia, let me tell you, what a completely different call to Rory from West Gosford. Well done to you, Son. I'm giving you a round of applause. Phenomenal work.
So that's on at the moment, Sonia.
It is, yeah. So they had this official opening last night where they'd cook up these huge big pots of paella.
Oh,
so people can go and get paella for dinner. Oh. And we've got Costa there doing his gardening talk.
Oh, Costa's in Griffith.
Costa's in Griffith.
Oh, my God. Costa's
in Griffith.
He's Costa's in Griffith. That's it. Sonia, you're amazing. Good on you. Thanks for calling
through. Sonia, just quickly, how long is this on for? Is it just the weekend?
It's on for 2 weeks. So we put the citrus sculptures up last weekend. All the gardens are open this weekend. So there's some amazing gardens in and around Griffith, so you can go on bus tours and stuff like that, or you can just drive yourself and check them out.
Absolutely.
And each garden, they have like an entry fee, and that fundraises for different things, whether it's for Country Hope or Canteen or, you know, different charities within the area.
Amazing.
Love that.
Son.
So 2 weeks.
And then the citrus sculpture up for another, they're up for another week.
Right, well, if you're around Griffith, or if not, travel from Perth.
Absolutely.
Go see the citrus sculptures and
I'll be honest, Son, thanks for calling through. Bit annoyed at Costa hasn't called through. He knows the number, 131060. Costa, we're right here, guys. Bill, wrap things up for us. Bill, where the bloody hell are you?
Mate, we're in Mansfield, Victoria, the gateway to the beautiful high country.
Oh, lovely,
beautiful
Bill.
Part of the world, Bill.
Lovely, Bill.
It's a little bit moist at the moment. A little bit moist.
A bit wet.
Careful, mate. We're talking about things safe for radio. Why do you love it there, Bill? Why do you love it? Tell us about it.
Awesome community. Mate, I moved up here half a dozen years ago and ended up being the president of the men's shed. We're having a big open day today and free sausage sizzle. So if you're in Perth or West Gosford, pop on in down to Mansfield and take it like, the day to drive with the floods, but the sausages will be here, buddy.
I love that. That's good gear from you, Bill.
Rory's on his way there, isn't he?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Back again tomorrow, guys, 7 to 9. But until then, wrapping it up, corner quits.
Yeah. How much time we got?
Got about a minute.
A minute, yeah. We don't want to get another email. We get emails when we talk too long.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're on radio, you're not allowed to talk.
I don't think our bosses are fans of the show.
Wrap it up a bit earlier.
So if you are listening going, geez, you guys are lazy. No, we'd go till 10, 11. That's probably enough, though.
We'll keep going.
I do have a life.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're putting in a timesheet for that.
I mean, obviously, I'd be paid for the OT.
Of course.
I'd do it, but I want the money.
We're not talking free.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, it has to
Absolute
be.
Absolute ripper show. Get the podcast if you haven't heard it. It's been one of the best shows we've ever done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. 10 out of 10 for me as well. Shout out to the good people of West Gosford.
Yes.
We didn't get to hear much about West Gosford, but, I mean, Producer Grace, you spent a bit of time in West Gosford.
Yes, I grew up on the Central Coast. West Gosford is actually a lovely place. Great Macca's there.
Yeah, we've told you not to put your friends through on the show because you see what happens when Grace's friends get on. They're all potty mouths.
They said we're back tomorrow. Nathan, I do have a Bucks party today, so we may be a little dusty tomorrow. So I don't listen tomorrow. Just this, as I said, this is a great show. It's 10 out of 10. Get the podcast.
Yes.
Stream that tomorrow instead of listening
If you've already heard it, just listen to it again, because I can tell you a second time listening to this will be better than tomorrow.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.